Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
This has been such an unusual year for so many organizations. Everybody has had to pivot and do things differently, and that includes scouting as well. Boy Scouts are still having activities, some of them virtual, some of them in person, and there's a big fundraiser coming up next month to help local scouts. Joining us right now from the Blue Water District of the Boy Scouts, Lisa Mott. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. This could be a lot of fun on November 19th. That is a Thursday. That's coming up just a month, a little less than a month from now, the Night Out for Scouts.
Yeah, so we're changing it up a little bit this year. Our big fundraiser used to be our annual luncheon that was held in various areas in St. Clair County with various speakers. And I just decided that at this point in our nonprofit, we needed to change it up a little bit by doing something a little bit different. We're doing a Night Out for Scouts on November 19th at City Flats from 5:30 until about 8. It's going to be a free event, so that's kind of interesting. What we're doing is we actually were able to get enough sponsors to sponsor the entire evening. And then what we're going to do is we're just going to ask people to donate to the scout organization. It costs us $240 to put a scout through the program. Well, obviously, it doesn't cost the parents that much to put their scout through the program. So what we're going to do is we're just going to ask for donations that evening, and hopefully we can raise enough money to support our scouts for St. Clair, Sanilac, and Huron Counties.
It's such an important mission, and you know, these kids that want to be scouts. Sometimes that's a barrier if they don't have enough money, if their family, especially this year, with so many people suffering from a loss of income. This is going to help a lot of kids be able to experience scouting, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we have these kids that are in this program and looking for mentors, right? And we do have the great mentors of the pack leaders. And so what we're looking for is to keep this organization thriving continually, right? And this is just a great way to do it. And the fact that we're doing this event as a free event, and we've had so many barriers, right, with the coronavirus. We haven't had a lot of these events, so we're going to make sure that social distancing is obtained throughout the evening. Masks are worn. We're going to serve heavy hors d'oeuvres. There's going to be an open bar. We've got an awesome MC, I understand, and by the person who is Paul Miller, who I'm speaking with.
Oh, you got him. He's hard to get. So.
And then Mike Smelly, who is a local DJ, is going to be there as well. So we had some fun activities that were planned for the evening, but obviously we weren't able to do that due to social distancing. So we'll probably do that next year if we're able to, right, depending on what next year looks like.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm super excited about it. It's kind of like a little bit of a twist, something that the scouts have never done that I've been aware of, right? I've only been on the board for, I think, I'm going on 5 years, I think, on the board. So I've never known them do something like with a little bit of a twist like this, just like a fun night out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be kind of like a networking event. You know, you bring your friends. It's, like I said, it's free. I think we can get up to 150 in the room. So, you know, we're not selling tickets. So it's kind of like first come, first serve, but we'd love to pack as much as we can into City Flats that evening.
So. Absolutely. Well, that's a nice big space, and so everybody can kind of spread out and do this safely. You're right. We have missed events like this year. It used to be sometimes two, three times a week you'd be at a dinner or an after-work event, to raise money for a local organization or to network. We just haven't had those experiences much this year.
No, we really haven't. I mean, we're going to miss Festival of Trees this year. The Women's Initiative was missed this year. I mean, we could do it virtually, right?
Mm-hmm,
but we couldn't
mm-hmm.
do it in person. So the fact that we were able to juggle this the way we did. Now, we started planning this back in May for a June event, and then it went from June to August, and then it went from August to November. So this has been a real challenge for myself and Krista at the scout office, right? We meet almost weekly to just kind of discuss how we're going to juggle this, but this time we've got a firm date, we've got a firm commitment. We're going to do actually when you come to the event, we're going to have at your seat, right, a place card with our offerings for the hors d'oeuvres, and you'll just give that. You'll just check the box. You'll give it to the server, and the server will bring you your hors d'oeuvres. So we picked some really nice menu items, and it's going to be a really fun night.
It is going to be fun, and scouting is still happening. I mean, despite all the obstacles that this year has presented, there is still a very active, presence, I think, in this area of scouts and activities. We all had to pivot, but they're still doing a lot of fun things.
Right. And, Krista there at the scout office, she's doing her best to, rally the troops, get people going, trying to do virtual signups. We've got some really fun things coming up as well. We're bringing back a lot of the scouting events that you haven't seen in years, right? We've got the Pinewood Derby that's going to be coming next spring, and there's some really cool key points that I've got to talk about here. So the Pinewood Derby, we're going to do the Cub Scout Olympics next summer, if able, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Fire Department Explorer Program is still thriving. We have an Explorer Program at the Sheriff's Department. These are all things like my son graduated with a fella that went through the police Explorer Program here in Marysville, and now he's in the Army, right? That was his drive to get into the Army. So these things really drive. He may not have been an Eagle Scout, but he was involved in an Explorer Program that drove him to join the military. So super cool stuff that's happening. And like I said, we reach St. Clair, Sanilac, and now into Huron County. It's just our little district here, right? So mm-hmm. we serve all of them. And it's just a really neat organization, and I'm super happy to be a part of it. I've never been a scouting mom. My son was never a scout. Just by chance, I was asked to join the board, and here I am, district chair. So it's really fun.
Really fun indeed, and a great way to raise money for scouts. The Night Out for Scouts at City Flats on Thursday, November 19th at,
5:30.
And it's free, so you can come in and have a great time. But bring your checkbook, bring your wallet, because you want to help the scouts. So it's going to be a fun night.
Absolutely. Oh, Paul, yes, preach it. I love it. That's absolutely correct. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Hey, Lisa, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much. We'll see you on November 19th.
Yeah. Take care, Paul. Have a great weekend.
You too.